Okay, so I went out and bought Snow Leopard for my MacBook Pro, early 2009 edition, and it's good. I thought it was going to be a lot of bells and whistles. I don't know why, because they said that it wasn't going to have a lot of new features, but I bought it anyway, and it does what it says it does, I guess. It gave me some hard drive space back. I'm not exactly sure how much. Because I didn't check before I installed it. But it's pretty good. It's snappy. There's tricks to get into the 64-bit mode of Snow Leopard by holding down the 6 and the 4 number on your keypad while it's starting up, which I found out disables tethering on your iPhone if you have it connected to your computer and you have the tethering enabled. So beware, 64-bit tethering, no go. I've had it for about a week now, and I don't really see big improvements in speed. I don't see really big improvements in a lot of things that I guess I thought I was expecting. Icons look better for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe high resolution. The Finder is cool. It has new scaling feature, which is all right, I guess. But I guess the biggest thing I was excited about was the stacks and the manipulation of the stacks while you're still in the stack. So usually when you go into your stack and you hit a folder in your stacks, it will automatically open the Finder and open that folder in the Finder. So now when you open stacks, it stays in stacks. So you open your stack up and you pick a folder in that stack and it stays in stacks. But that only works when you have it in grid mode, not fan mode. And I think fan's a little bit more graphical than grid, and most people like it. But it's just another hint for people. There's exchange support for people in the business, in the workplace, taking their Mac to work. I don't know a lot of business Mac users, but it's there. So I guess I'll dive deep into it later on and post a more in-depth impression of it. But my first impressions are, I'm unimpressed for the most part. But I know that they had to do a lot of things underneath the hood that weren't exactly graphical, that weren't exactly consumer-friendly tweaks, but more developer-friendly tweaks. Make people who make programs for the Mac, gives them more tools to work with, gives them more efficient ways to use the tools, so, and it makes their programs run more efficiently. So I guess in the end, we'll see a big change, maybe a year or two down the road. But as far as right now, I don't think there's anything consumers should be concerned about. So, first impression, should anybody upgrade to Snow Leopard from Leopard? Nah, I don't know. I doubt it. Not right now. But like I said, more in-depth impressions coming later.